District 1 Republicans say they will likely drop their recall effort against Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the decision comes after the Alaska Division of Elections last week rejected a recall petition application for the Ketchikan lawmaker.
District 1 Republican Chair Dick Koo says a majority of those in attendance at the meeting did not want to proceed with an appeal of the recall application decision.
If you look at the practical matter, it's going to take probably 5.5 months to actually go through a judicial review, and then it'll take another 5 months to get the real petition started and the recall election actually formulated. So that time frame of roughly 9 to 10 months does not fit with our goal of not having the representative go back into the session this January.
The state primary election is in August of next year. Johansson declined to be interviewed for this story. In a written statement, Johansson said he was thankful the state found the recall application lacked, quote, any grounds for removal. The Republican lawmaker angered many of his constituents last November when, during a legislative organizational meeting, he both forfeited his leadership position and walked out of the majority caucus. Prior to walking out, Johansson offered to step down as House Majority Leader if caucus members would agree to give his close personal friend Charisse Millett a seat on the coveted House Finance Committee. After that offer was rejected, Johansson and Millett walked out of the caucus, giving up any and all leadership positions in the legislature. Johansson faced a firestorm of criticism in his home district. Both the Ketchikan Daily News and District 1 Republicans called on Johansson to step down. Johansson refused, and District 1 Republicans proceeded with the recall effort. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.